Thank you. Hey, I do want to correct you on something, and you're going to go to a topic, but I will say, and it'll flavor what we're going to talk about next. When you said taking the lead, it's one of the things that I've been trying to find people who want to support one another in it, and more of a just a ministry motive. And I realized that ultimately there, I thought that maybe if there were more people that joined together, they'd be more effective. I'm really not being taking the lead. I'm sort of just living it and taking it on because I just don't have a choice. I think ultimately people will benefit that will come behind. Okay. Right. And I will, yeah, that's good. I'm going to say something about that. There is an IRS pub that tells people what to do when they're in that situation, an employer or a somebody owns stock or whatever, and they either don't give you a number, it was wrong or whatever, even whether it's a religious reason or anything. It's called Pub 1586. And really all they're supposed to do is use due diligence to ask for it. But then if you say, hey, I've got a religious objection to that, I can't do it, then all they got to do is write down on a little piece of paper and put it in their employee file or whoever it is they're paying. That's exactly right. IRS Pub 1586. Sure. Correct. Well, I the first thing was when I tried to, let's just say I applied for one, and without putting a social driver's license, without putting a social security number on it, back in 2002, and what happened was they refused the application and sent it back. I actually sent it to the commissioner of DMV and explained my situation. And he would not allow it unless I actually put an SSN on the form. And so it was too bad, so sad, you're out of luck. It turns out later, they didn't say why they did it. But in the background, it turns out that Section 666 of the Health and Human Services Code, 42 USC 666, paragraph A13, reminding us of Revelation chapter 13, it says that all states shall, for those on the application for a driver's license, professional license, occupational license, marriage license, recreational license, have a social security number. That's just a little bit of information I think is kind of interesting. But what happened is, so this is what they're kind of stuck with. That's not what drove the requirement in Virginia. It came up in 1968 originally. It was just for convenience, administrative convenience. It was the beginning of the trouble with this social security number proliferation kind of thing. So what I've been doing is trying to get them to purge the record. See, I had for years associated with a social security number. Now, the only person holding out is the DMV. There's a provision for canceling the original application if anything is in particular is an error. Well, in particular, it's an error. And they refused to cancel the original application. They refused to accept my application. We went in 2004 again. We tried again, and they kicked us out of DMV. I mean, literally. I mean, they didn't physically touch us, but they had bodily force right there to make sure myself and my wife and my 15-year-old daughter left DMV. And we were being very friendly. We were just, they were ticked off at us. So we left DMV. But the thing is, we've been driving an automobile in spite of that. And I would not have done that but for a case that I found in the Virginia Supreme Court when I was trying to figure out how do I obey God and man. And it said if they put an unconstitutional condition on obtaining a license, the applicant can ignore or enjoin the enforcement without losing the grant. The big ignore word was there. We were fighting a U.S. case in federal court. I didn't have the means or the wit to enjoin such a situation. So ignore really was the only option we have, and we've been ignoring it up until this point where I sued Virginia recently saying, you guys are violating the Virginia Constitution that says you're not supposed to be punishing somebody. You're basically eternally telling me and my family members that we can't use an automobile ever because of an administrative preference that you have that violates a command of God. So it's kind of one of these things where they're really just very clearly violating the law in Virginia. And so I sued him on behalf of myself and my 18-year-old son. And what really the reason, the motive I had of doing it myself was because my son, he's right now, he's 18 years old. He's a senior in college. He's getting A's. He's a young man who's obeying his parents. And you know what? You know how exasperating it is for an 18-year-old boy to be the only one of his buddies not driving a car? So what I did is I said, we're going to put this guy behind the wheel. And I wanted to make sure there was something in process. So if we get pulled over while he's driving, that we've got some mechanism. We're doing everything we can to try to solve this problem. But what's happened? I got to tell you what happened. In the case, the court ruled against me saying 666 of the Federal Welfare Code is Trump's Virginia law that protects religion and but watch this, and is not trumped itself by the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, 42 U.S.C. 2000 B.B. In other words, federal law doesn't fix the federal law, and 666 trumps the ultimate law of the land with regard to religion. So what happens is, and they said that it's unlawful for the DMV to give us or anybody a driver's license without an SSN. Well, guess what? About a month later, we went back and applied again. My lawyer filled out a form and a declaration on our religion. My son went in and got his driver's permit. They didn't care. And what's happened is, in the last couple of years, some friends of mine and others have gone in with their kids that have not been enumerated and have gotten driver's licenses. It was hard at first, but now it's actually, they understand when somebody comes in who hasn't got an SSN, they're allowing them to process the form. But if you've ever been associated with one, it's like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Okay, so... So what happens, a few weeks after the court says it's impossible, it's against the law, he actually went and got a driver's permit. So it's okay for my children who haven't been enumerated, but they won't do it for me. So I'm trying to hold them accountable to the Religious Freedom Protected Act of Virginia that says that you have to prove a compelling interest, not just administrative convenience, but a compelling interest why you need me personally to do that, to identify with that number, and that there's no less restrictive means to handle whatever that compelling interest is. And they can't prove that because they've already got people having driver's licenses without associating with an SSN. I think it's the number of the beast. And I think they are literally give lip service to maybe even Christian biblical, stuff. But in practice, it's almost like they've gotten sucked up and had drunk the Kool-Aid and are finding themselves operating really literally in fulfillment of the biblical prophecy. I think that's really what it is. It's a little bit sublime. You know what I mean? Because a rational person could see it's administrative convenience, and there's a statute that provides protection for kooks like Mr. Carmichael. He's not tearing up the government, and he's not ruining the whole driver's license mechanism. He just can't identify with the dumb 9-digit number. Well, I'm going to tell you something on that. I'll tell you something about that. I had a guy go in to get an ID card for his son, and he knew that in Virginia, there's no SSN required for an ID card for a 15-year-old or whoever. It's not even required. Well, they mandated that he go get the Social Security card for his son and tell them the number. And on the application, it says not required for identification cards. He, of course, talked to me over the phone. I told him what the law was. We went back the same day or the next day. Five people and two supervisors argued with him at every level and every step that he overcame to show them what their law said. They finally admitted, okay, yes, we know the law says that. And then they would pass to the next person, give them the directive to move on in the process. He would have the same obstruction. They knew what the law required, and they were lying because most people give in. They really didn't have an intention to go buy the book. It was sick. Yeah. Yeah, or just they're bucking the system. I mean, there's a whole lot of, I think, strange motives. I did fake, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I've met some folks that are very gracious, like a judge I faced recently. He helped me by giving me a $25 fine, finding me guilty. Of course, the previous court fined me $250. He lowered it to $25 so that I'd have something to appeal. And but I'll tell you, he treated me with respect, honor. He helped me procedurally. He gave me hints and nodded his head very big so I could say, yes, Your Honor, that's exactly what I want to do. He was helping me preserve the record. And he had grace toward me, and we prayed for that before we went in the courtroom. So there are, can I tell you, every one of us is accountable to God, and we're going to act according to our convictions with regard to our relationship to Almighty God, I think. Okay, on the SSN issue, it's christianliberty.org. That's christianliberty.org. If you'd like me, when I do my Christian ministry, I don't even talk about this stuff during my main Christian ministry. It's faithfreedoms.org. So I can be invited for speaking and other things.